Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast, is proudly part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. If you're looking for more fabulous podcasts on history, news, and pop culture, then check out evergreenpodcast.com. In a country known for its wine, cheese, and baguettes, juniper berries often play a stealthy role in some of the most iconic French dishes. From tantalizing sauces that make you go, ooh la la, to their secret flirtations with gamey meats, juniper berries have been spicing up French recipes for centuries. Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best life in the French countryside. It's all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe, 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we're continuing the A to Z of French herbs, and today's herb, well, it's not really a herb, but many would consider it a spice. But its name suggests it's a berry. In fact, it's not even that. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson, maybe some of that delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, juniper berries. Juniper berries in French are pronounced baie de Genève and spelled baie, B-A-I-E-S, de, D-E, Genève, G-E-N-I-E-V-R-E. In French, they can also be pronounced baie de Genèvrier, which is baie, B-A-I-E, de, D-E, Genèvrier, G-E-N-E-V-R-I-E-R. One of the things to note about juniper berries are that they aren't actually a berry. Many would consider them a spice, not a herb, but I'm adding these to the series anyway. But they're actually the female seed cone from the plant that they come from. These berries come from the juniper tree, or Juniperus communis, as its botanical name is called, which is part of the conifer family. It's an evergreen shrub that grows around the world in North America, Europe, and Asia. In fact, one of the highest known trees on Earth in the northern Himalayas are juniper forests. At an altitude of about 4,900 meters or 16,000 foot in southern eastern Tibet. The violet blue fruits or berries are harvested all year round and can be crushed lightly, coarsely ground and used by extracting its essential oils. And then the berries are added to beverages and dishes to add flavour. They're high in vitamin C and antioxidants and offer various health benefits. They are also a powerful detoxifier and often used to aid and stimulate the bladder and kidneys. But like all herbs in this series, they should be used in moderation and in discussion with your GP or physician. Juniper berries have been found as far back in history as in ancient Egyptian times, where archaeologists and Egyptologists found evidence of juniper berries in multiple tombs, despite the berries not known to be grown in Egypt. The berries found there would have been imported into Egypt from possibly Greece, they think. The Greeks recorded their use of juniper berries in medicinal uses way before they started using them in cuisine. Many of the athletes in the first Olympics in ancient Greece used juniper berries because they believed that they increased physical stamina. Romans used juniper berries as a cheap alternative to black pepper, which was being imported at the time from India. Throughout Europe, juniper trees were planted near houses, as it was believed that the plant played a role in protecting the house and its inhabitants from disease, evil spirits, snakes, and witches. Particularly in Europe and the UK, people would know the juniper berry for its flavour that it gives to gin, but it is used in many different ways throughout French cuisine and cuisines around the world. Fabulously Delicious is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Check out other fabulous shows at evergreenpodcast.com. In France, what is thought to be a predecessor to gin, genièvre, which is an artisanal eau de vie, made from barley, wheat, rye, fermented oats, and then distilled with juniper berries. In 1820, there was around 120 distillers of genièvre, and it was consumed locally and also exported to the UK. The dregs from the distillation was used as feed for livestock. This is a liqueur and not a spirit like gin. There are now only two traditional and artisan distilleries in France. Fresh juniper berries are rarely seen, as they need 2 years to ripen, so often the dried juniper berries are sold and used like you would a herb. The plant comes in different varieties. Some are considered too bitter to eat and digest, whilst others are used in cuisine. American author Howard McGee, who wrote Food and Cooking, The Science and Lore of the Kitchen, described juniper berries in cuisine as giving a fresh and citrus note to dishes. He said that the outer scales of the berries are relatively flavourless, so the berries are almost always at least lightly crushed before being used as a spice. They're often both fresh and dried, but their flavour and odour are at their strongest immediately after harvest and decline during drying and storage. In French cuisine, you can find juniper berries being used in many Alsatian dishes, and in particular, choucroute garnie, which is French for sauerkraut, accompanied with meats. They are also often used in brines for white meats like chicken, turkey and pork, and in stews with wild game, like wild boar. You can also find juniper berries being used to flavour a beurre blanc sauce. Here's my recipe for beurre blanc. The ingredients you'll need: 200 grams of unsalted butter, 2 finely chopped eschalots, 50 ml of white wine, 30 ml of white wine vinegar, 5 crushed peppercorns, and 4 crushed juniper berries. The method? Put all of the ingredients except for the butter into a small saucepan. On high, reduce this to 1/4. Then, whisk in the butter in small pieces, a little at a time. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Then voila, you've got a delicious sauce. Juniper berries are also often used in perfumes, especially here in France, and often in collaboration with lavender in men's fragrances, like Cool Water by Davidoff, Black Excess by Paco Rabanne, and Jazz Prestige by Yves Saint Laurent. All have juniper berries in them. Absolutely fabulous, Joanna Lumley once said about juniper berries, "I'm not terribly good at 3-page recipes. I tend to skip bits, or anything that involves marinating things in juniper berries." That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. How do you use juniper berries? Do you use them? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, as I love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes using juniper berries with me, then I'll give them a go and post on my socials and possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like, how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!